Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
All right, so we have Coco Kataskia, the new signing for the Houston Dynamo, as well as with Dynamo Communications, the one and only Edgar Valese. So we'll just start off with Coco and just say, how excited is he to be in Major League Soccer and with the Houston Dynamo?
Bueno, muchas gracias, de verdad, por estar con usted en este momento. Y bueno, de verdad que una semana, digamos que un poco como rápida, porque ha pasado de todo un poco, pero bueno, con muchas ganas de verdad del día que tomé la decisión de venir al Houston, con muchas ganas de aportar al equipo y a trabajar fuerte para lograr el objetivo del equipo.
And thanks for having me on. I think overall, if I were to put it in one way, one word, it would just be, it's been hectic, just navigating the process to get cleared to play. I made up my mind to come to Houston a while ago, so that was the easy part. Getting here, navigating all the things off the field has probably been the biggest challenge. And I think now that we're past that, I could focus on just helping the team, helping everybody reach those goals, reach those objectives that are within reach.
Could you ask, Coco, is part of the influence of Major League Soccer with Panamanian players in the past, like the Deli Valdez brothers who played in MLS, and the fact that there is that connection sort of with Central America in Major League Soccer?
Bueno, yo creo que de todo Centroamérica e incluso de muchos países de América se está respetando mucho la MLS. Creo que todos hemos visto el gran crecimiento que ha tenido en los últimos años, y ya de hace muchos años yo creo que para los jugadores de Centroamérica y muchas veces de América les sirve mucho. Y bueno, han pasado varios panameños ya en la MLS y le ha ido bien. Yo creo que siempre han tenido sus buenos momentos. Y bueno, de verdad que muy contento por estar aquí yo también.
And I think, all of Central America, really the entire continent, North and South America, kind of sees the progress made here in MLS. They respect what's been accomplished. They see the potential. They see the growth of the league and just how advanced in general the accommodations are, the fields, the stadiums, the environment. And that's very appealing as far as just former players from Panama that have played here. You see that success, you see what they've accomplished, and a lot of notable moments, and that definitely catches my eye. I think when I was navigating the process to get here or to sign for the team, it was definitely one of those where I've seen others triumph here. I want to do my end to mirror that and navigate this with my own experience.
Talking to Coco Kataskia, new Dynamo signing, got minutes off the bench in their last match on the road at Minnesota United. Has he spoken to any of the players like Roman Torres or Blas Perez, some of the older Panamanian national team players, about MLS?
Bueno, con quien tuve la oportunidad de hablar, uno de los primeros que le comuniqué ya cuando estuve aquí, porque todo se dio muy rápido, fue Adolfo Machado. Igual en el mes que tuve en la Copa Oro última con él, ya que disputamos los dos primeros partidos en Houston, nos contaba un poco de su anécdota, de su vivencia que pasó por el club, y me sentaba yo en la mesa con él todos los días sin saber que yo iba a venir al Houston, o sea, sin saber nada. Y bueno, de verdad que muy bonito recuerdo. Y ya cuando se escuchaba el rumor de que posiblemente podía yo fichar con el Houston, Hablé con Aníbal Godoy de Nashville y me dio muy buena referencia, ¿verdad? Me dijo que bueno, que has tomado buena decisión, que no sé qué. Entonces yo creo que también me dio ese empujón de seguridad de lo que yo pensaba que era la MLS, y de verdad que muy contento de estar aquí en esta liga. Y bueno, feliz con el grupo de la forma que me ha recibido.
And I'd say that one of the first players I spoke with, it just so happened that we were here at BBVA Stadium for the Gold Cup, is Adolfo Machado. I think a lot of Dynamo fans may remember that name just because of the time he spent here. And some of our conversations were just spontaneous. At the time, this offer wasn't necessarily on the table or wasn't picking up as quickly as it did. So he was just reliving some of the moments he shared here, some of the experiences while we were at lunch or at training. Because, you know, every time we went somewhere, something reminded him of his time here in Houston. So I think that sold me pretty much on what to expect. And then also I was able to speak with Aníbal Godoy from Nashville. And he also spoke really highly of the league, of the environment here in Houston. And that gave me security. That gave me security as I was making this decision and navigating this process to sign for the team. And I'm very happy to be here. I'm very happy with that decision.
Coco Karaskia joining us here on ESPN 97.5 Soccer Matters, presented by the Daspit Law Firm. How important has Major League Soccer, Coco, been to the Panamanian national team?
Bueno, yo creo que es una liga que para muchos panameños, como te comenté antes, se le ha dado muy bien. Y yo creo que el panameño que llega a jugar en la MLS, la mayoría de partidos muchas veces va a la selección, y cuando va a la selección se le ve muy buen ritmo, muy buena dinámica, y bueno, tenemos un ejemplo claro que es Aníbal Godoy, que se ha mantenido muchos años en la MLS a muy buen nivel, y luego el ejemplo de Amir Murillo, que hace unos 2 años estuvo en el Red Bull y también hizo un buen salto a Bélgica. Yo creo que ambos ejemplos son dignos de admirar de la liga y de la evolución que está teniendo.
And I think when you look at the history of this league, it's always opened its doors to players from Central America, from Panama as well. And then it's a good platform to elevate your stock as you're trying to navigate, whether it's making the national team, maintaining your spot on the national team, just competing against high caliber players. There's plenty of examples, I think, too, that I'll just mention off the top of my head would be, like I mentioned before, Aníbal Godoy. He spent a lot of time in MLS and he's played at a very high level, and you see that translate over to the national team. You could also say that with Amir Murillo, who was with the Red Bulls not that long ago prior to playing in Belgium. And this league gave him that platform to develop, gave him that platform to just compete at a high level and make that jump, both at the club game and then internationally, to help us advance where we are here currently with Panama.
Can I ask, Coco, where you got the nickname Coco?
Ah, bueno, mi madre me puso así desde muy chico, ya que mi nombre es Adalberto. Y era más que todo para tener un nombre más corto para llamarme. Y me quedé con ese apodo. Ya mis amigos y todos mis hermanos me decían Coco en el barrio. Así que me quedé con esa. Y yo, a todos los lugares que voy, para que se me facilite de que me llamen o se aprendan mi nombre más rápido, me presento como Coco.
And it started with my mom. She just needed a reason, or found a reason to shortened my name, and it kind of stuck. I started with her, my friends, people around the neighborhood just learned to call me that, and it's kind of followed me everywhere I've gone. And I think as I adapt, it just makes it easier for folks who maybe aren't familiar with my background, who aren't familiar with or struggle sometimes to pronounce my name, to just go ahead and call me Coco. Much simpler, much easier. Definitely a good way to introduce myself.
How did you get over to Spain? You know, playing in Spain, Dynamo fans know you are playing currently in Spain before you came to the Dynamo. How did that all occur that you got the opportunity to play in that great soccer playing nation?
Bueno, De verdad que agradecido con el club de España que se atrevió a darle la confianza a un panameño que venía desde la Liga de Panamá para la tercera división. Y bueno, ascendimos con el equipo y el año pasado me quedé con el equipo en segunda división. Pero bueno, yo me quedo con el fútbol moderno que muestra la segunda división de España, un fútbol muy rápido, bastante táctico, muy importante y bueno, de todo un poco, de verdad que me ayudó a desarrollarme en todos los sentidos y más dentro de la cancha.
And I think that that experience is just one of those that further developed my career in many ways. I'm grateful that he took an opportunity on a Panamanian player that was playing in the domestic league. When I arrived, it was in the third division, and I was able to help them be promoted up onward to the second division, and it's a different world up there. I think when you look at what you see in the second division in Spain, it's very modern, very fast, technical. And at my age, when I was there navigating that, it definitely helped me pick it up a step or take it up a notch. And that's both on and off the field, just due to the different challenges that you face in that tier.
Coco, you are a very technical player. Where does the creativity come from?
Bueno, siempre desde pequeño me formaron con ese estilo. Siempre pasé por muy buenas manos como entrenadores. Y bueno, también me fijo mucho en los jugadores que me gustan y trato de imitarlo más o menos a mi estilo. Entonces, trato yo de hacer mi fútbol y día a día desarrollar un poco más de mis habilidades, que estoy seguro de que todavía no he dado todo y quiero seguir mejorando y seguir creciendo como jugador.
And I'd say that that's something I've picked up since I was a young in my youth, just due to the always having to play in a tight space. My coaches played a large role in that. Outside of that, there's a few players that I admire that I look at that play similar position, and I try to imitate them. I try to take things from them, and it's just all part of developing into what I want to be. It's definitely not a finished project. I think I'm still just getting my feet under me, so I'm excited for what the future holds. But it definitely started when I was young and just the environment around me.
He's Dynamo midfielder Coco Carrasquilla joining us here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5, presented by the Daspit Law Firm. When he got interest from Real Madrid B, you know, what was the reaction when he first heard about that? Because to get attention from that club is remarkable.
Bueno, la verdad que con mi agente tenemos una relación muy cercana, de mucha confianza. Yo creo que yo tengo mucha confianza en él. Y bueno, sí es verdad que veíamos muchas veces interés de muchos clubes, pero al final estaba yo compitiendo con mi club en su momento. Entonces yo hablaba con él que cualquier cosa me mantuviera enfocado, que si llegara alguna oferta o lo otro, eso lo veíamos a final de temporada o cuando se podía, ya que yo quería estar semana tras semana en los partidos enfocado para estar pendiente a mi rendimiento y no a lo que pueda pasar después.
Glenn, well, it starts with just how close of a relationship I have with my agent. I trust him. I think we've encountered quite a bit together in different stretches. I've had different opportunities on the table. That was one of them, but I didn't, or that was something where he took the lead on that just because at that time I was in a position where I was focusing on earning consistent minutes, playing in consistent games or attempting to, and that was a priority, just making sure that I had something that would be able to kind of highlight who I was as a player and being able to control what was in front of me. Some of these items are out of your control, so I try not to worry about them. Once something concrete kind of does materialize, that's when I would step in. But overall, in that stretch, it was definitely my focus was just on being a consistent starting 11 player.
Coco, how much pressure do you feel stepping into a Dynamo situation where the next half a dozen games are very vital to potentially making the playoffs. Do you feel an extra level of pressure coming here in this moment of this season?
Bueno, yo creo que de la manera que me han recibido, lo más importante ahora es adaptarse lo más rápido posible. Y yo creo que lo estoy logrando, ya que bueno, le agradezco de verdad al grupo que está haciendo todo lo posible para acogerme lo más rápido posible dentro del grupo. Y bueno, yo de verdad que estoy muy contento de estar aquí. Y ahora solo queda trabajar día tras día fuerte para demostrar de que estoy adaptado en los partidos y darlo todo, ya que queda poco tiempo de adaptación y yo venía con entrenamientos, con partidos, así que yo creo que no será tan difícil la adaptación.
Then I think that it starts with the adaptation. I think the group has focused on sheltering me in terms of just getting me in a spot where I am able to hit the ground running. I think that we're all aware of where we are. I think that it is priority to win. That's unmistakable. But I think that just due to the scenario I found myself in, getting here so late, just barely making it onto that last 18, the priority has been adapting, and the group has done a fantastic job of welcoming me in, opening their doors to me and making me a part of the group. With that comes responsibility, and we're aware of what we need to accomplish. I think we're all aware that we're running out of time. We're about midway through the year, so it's on the back of our minds. But for me specifically, I think the thing right now is just adapting and getting up to speed so that I can contribute to the group.
Muchas gracias, Coco.
Gracias a ti.
Bienvenido, suerte in the future. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. We'll take a quick break here on Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.